This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great thing to do, to call and let me know what's going on in your life that it seems important to you. Because if it's important to you, it's important to me. And just so to give you a sense of what's going on today, which you know we try and do, the both the internal world and the external world are both of interest and they value. Today is National German Chocolate Cake Day, Corn on the Cob Day, and National King Kamehameha. Say, I got this right before. Kamehameha Day. So that means that you're eating dessert and corn in Hawaii, which I think sounds like a great idea, personally. I mean, let's... Have you ever been to Hawaii, Trevor?
No, I haven't. I would love to go.
It's great. It's a good trip to do from the east from the West Coast. East Coast is a little long. And did you ever see The High and the Mighty with John Wayne, which was a gazillion years ago? But it's and it was probably most remembered for the song. But they talk about the point of no return. It was one of the original disaster movies where they had a plane that was going to run out of fuel. And there's apparently over the Pacific, there's a point of no return where you're closer to Hawaii than you are to the United States.
Interesting.
And yeah, I've been to Hawaii, I guess, three or four times. And every time I get in a plane, I think, oh, are we to the point of no return? And actually, this is kind of an interesting thing that just occurred to me. The first time I went, the plane was delayed because apparently one of the baggage handler trucks had banged into the cowling of the engine. You don't necessarily want to fly in a plane where somebody just bashed into it. So that was delayed. And as far as I'm concerned, fine, stay on the ground, fix it. Then the third time I think I went, they had a contest to say when we would pass over the point of no return, which I thought was pretty interesting because I had never heard anything other than the movie and when that movie was popular, which is probably, I don't know, maybe in the 70s? I don't even know. Let's see. It's called High and the Mighty, and it was John Wayne. Let's see. High and the Mighty song. I remember that. Let's see if this says when it was. But they had a contest. High and the Mighty, 1954. Boy, was I wrong. I must have seen it in the 70s. And the song, I think, may have won an Oscar or something. I mean, it was a very evocative song. But at any rate, they had a contest to see when we would pass over the point of no return. And the person I was with was a pilot. And so he viewed himself as, you know, he did all the calculations. And I just guessed. And I won. And, of course, it's kind of like one of the reasons I don't play bridge with people is I have to say things like puppy's feet and shovels because I mix up spades and clubs. And when you just grand slam somebody and you're referring to them as puppy's feet and shovels, people are not amused. And I don't do it on purpose. So I basically don't play cards with people because I, you know, actually don't care very much. And a lot of people who play cards care hugely. So don't get into a bet. It wasn't a bet with the person. It was filling out a thing, and I got the closest. And I got a can of macadamia nuts, which was a pretty good prize as far as I'm concerned. All right, in this day in history, 1509, Henry VIII married Catherine of Aragon, and you can come and see about it in New York by seeing Wolf Hall, Parts 1 and 2. It's in Part 2. And Catherine of Aragon was a handmaiden to Anne Boleyn, and apparently was not Anne Boleyn, at least according to Wolf Hall, was kind of a spitfire, and Catherine was her handmaiden who was not very pretty and very sort of mousy, but caught Henry's eye. Beware the mousy ones. In 1770, Captain James Cook ran aground at the Great Barrier Reef. Oops. This is interesting. In 1892, the Limelight Department was one of the world's first film studios, and was officially established in Melbourne. You don't necessarily think of Melbourne as being in the forefront of movie productions, but that's pretty early. 1895, Paris-Bordeaux-Paris is sometimes called the first automobile race in history. So there you go. FM broadcasting was first demonstrated on this day in 1935. I actually have, I think, four or five FM stations. I'm mostly an AM girl, which is what most talk radio is. But if I'm on an FM station, guys, happy birthday. In 1962, which seems vaguely appropriate, and I'll tell you why in a minute, Frank Morris, John England, and Clarence England became the only prisoners to escape from the from Alcatraz. And they're still looking for the dudes in upstate New York. They're now looking in Vermont. And I got a news blast on my phone this morning that said dogs were pretty sure they picked up the scent, whatever that means. I don't know. This was a day kind of in infamy, in that this was the day that George Wallace denied admission to the University of Alabama for Vivian Malone and James Hood. Later in the day, National Guard troops let them register. And that's and in the same day, JFK addressed Americans from the Oval Office proposing the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that would revolutionize American society. We talked about that. I think it was passed, I think it was this week, by LBJ, because by then JFK had been assassinated. He proposed equal access to public facilities and segregation in education, to end segregation in education and guarantee federal protection for voting rights. The 1971, the government removed the last holdouts to the Native American occupation of Alcatraz. So Alcatraz, this is a big day for Alcatraz in both 71 and 62. Have you been to San Francisco, Trevor? Have you seen Alcatraz?
No, I haven't, but my parents used to live in San Francisco when they were young.
There you go. Well, you can see Alcatraz very easily in there. And Jack LaLanne, who was kind of a buddy of mine, he was whom, you know, I didn't meet till late in his life. He was kind of one of the first fitness gurus, and he swam with a boat in his teeth, dragging a boat from San Francisco to Alcatraz. He once called me from a plane, saying hello, that he liked my program. Anybody that likes me, I basically like them back. And here's an interesting thing. All right, if I said who invented the telephone, what would you say to me?
Before this, I would have said Alexander Graham Bell.
That's what all of us would have said, right?
Yep.
In 2002, the Congress acknowledged the inventor of the telephone as Antonio Meucci. So there.
There you go.
So, I mean, which is there's also that fuss about who invented TV. There was a play about that, actually. He was an Italian and a friend of Garibaldi. He developed voice communication apparatus, which several sources credit as the first phone. So there you go. He set up a form of voice communication link in his Staten Island, New York home that connected its second floor bedroom to his laboratory. He submitted a patent for his telephone device in 1871, but there was no mention of electromagnetic transmission of vocal sounds in his caveat. In 1876, which is 5 years later, Alexander Graham Bell was granted a patent for the electromagnetic transmission of vocal sound by undulatory electric current. So there. So 5 years before Alexander Graham Bell. So it's basically, you need to make sure that your patent, I guess, is very specific and very inclusive, and that you have a good PR agent. I mean, if I said Antonio Meucci, everybody's going to say, oh, you're right. Is that a breakfast cereal, right? Should I add almond milk to it? So things like that actually fascinate me, that Darwin was not the first to propose evolution. He was just the one that got most credit for it. So there's a lesson in this someplace, folks. 855-99-DR-8559-97569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here. And all you have to do is give me a holler at 855-99-37569, which is the way to get me in poison. And obviously you can respond on Facebook, or you can send me an email, or you can call and leave a message. But the best way to actually get in touch with me, which is the way to be most efficient, and it gives me the most information, is just to give me a holler. All right, 855 All right. Now, we had somebody who called Trevor, two days ago,
mm-hmm.
and said, Brown, I'm having a terrible time getting through to you. And I said, why? They said, you rattle off that phone number, and you do it. And what I finally figured out is not only was I doing it fast, which I basically agree, number one, but his point was, which it took me a while to figure out, because he didn't actually say it this way, but it did figure, I did figure out that if we think about phone numbers, we think about 334, right? Area code, then three, then four. Right. And because it's 855-99-DR-JOY, I sort of give the numbers out in that same sequence, but it's not helpful because that's not how people are used. They're used to thinking 334.
Right, right.
So, and I'm training myself. I was doing really well yesterday, which is 855-993-7569.
Yes.
All right? Because that's easier for people to remember, because otherwise it's 325, which is not what people are used to thinking about. So there we go.
Right. Makes sense.
There you go. Here's a good news story. They're saying the U.S. could run exclusively on renewable energy by 2050, which is basically only 35 years. That'd be great. There you go. They're saying EPA is taking the first step of limiting aircraft emissions. You don't think of aircraft as being particularly polluting, but they probably are. They burn diesel fuel, so there we go. All right, so I'll tell you what the story, but I think we're not going to do with it on Facebook quite yet, just because it's sort of an alarming story as far as I'm concerned. All right, we know who Putin is, right? The United States does not seem to be a great fan of Vladimir Putin these days. But here's another reason. Well, apparently he's not very popular any place. He kept the Pope waiting for an hour. Now, I mean, you know me. I'm a stickler about these kinds of things, and I'm always saying that you'd be late for your boss, but not for your secretary. It's a sign of respect to be on time. To keep people waiting is a sign of disrespect. The Pope? Wouldn't you think that lightning would strike you if you did that? I mean, I would be terribly fearful.
Yeah.
And apparently he's kept he said this before. He kept the Queen waiting for 14 minutes, which is, but those were in the early days of his presidency. Maybe he wasn't quite as whatever. He said he kept the parents of children who were killed in a plane crash waiting in a cemetery for 2 hours. That's really tacky. Apparently, here's his statement about the U.S. He kept John Kerry waiting for 3 hours. See, if we're up to me, I've told the story before. When I was in practice, I was at a clinic for a while, and then a friend and I started our own a dual practice, just the two of us. And she was she was Southern, so she had a very sort of, I'm not going to say her name, but like Susie Q. I mean, she had a kind of a very feminine, kind of cutesy name. But this woman was like 6'2 and did not suffer fools gladly. She was tough. And I was at the clinic one day, and somebody called for her. And I said, I know she was meeting somebody. And they said, yeah, she was meeting me. And I said, well, I know she left a while ago. Can I give her a message? She calls in. So the next day, I ran into Susie Q, and I said, did you meet him? And she said, I will wait 20 minutes or 15 minutes for anyone, 20 minutes for no one. And she'd left. And I've never forgotten that because keeping people waiting, I mean, if there's something awful going on, that's one thing. If it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and you can explain that I got caught in the subway, but things like, oh, traffic? What do you mean traffic? If you live in a city, you know there's going to be traffic. And you plan ahead for it. But Putin keeping other world leaders waiting for like hours, the Pope waiting for an hour. So I just thought that was a remarkable, you know, I would call it arrogance. And Bloomberg was notorious for being late for speeches. But as somebody points out, he's on time for press conferences. He's on time for TV spots. So, I think it really is I don't know if it's unconscious or conscious, but it's rude no matter what. So we put that up on Facebook of, okay, tell me your best rude story. So there you go. All right. So we'll sort of hit that later. But I did want to talk about any job in the world. If you could have any job in the world, what would it be and why? Trevor, if you could have any job, what would it be?
this one, being with you
good
on
answer.
The radio.
Yay, good suck up answer. Yay, Trev.
I really enjoy being involved in radio production. That's one of my passions, but ultimately if I could do anything just kind of dropped in my lap, I would love to be a songwriter.
Well, you can do that. What kind of songs would you write? Have you written any songs?
I've written a few songs, yeah.
Do you know who the Gun Hill Road group is?
Gun Hill Road, no.
You ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
I'm actually supposed to do a documentary about them tomorrow. But they're a group, apparently, that had something called When My Hair Was Short, and also something called 42nd Street in, I think, the late 60s. And they put out two albums, and they're just about to put out another album, or maybe it's already out, but it's been 40 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
So it's, I had not heard of them, but apparently DJs who are sort of in the know about, offbeat groups with, this was basically, they were not exactly a one-hit wonder, although they apparently made 18th on Billboard, and they also made on two of the other charts, they made the top 100. So, all right. So, what kind of song have you? So you've written something?
Yeah, I've written a few. I trend towards rock songs.
Well, that's good.
I wrote a kind of acoustic thing early on.
Are you gonna? Would you be willing to? I suppose you don't want to do it a cappella. Do you want to sing it for us?
No.
No.
Probably not. It has a lot. I have the music to kind of support my voice. The voice, my vocal kind of stylings aren't the main draw of what my writing is.
It's the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the words.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you write both.
Yep.
You want to give a snippet, just because that's kind of a cool thing. And here's a. I mean, this is a national stage for you.
Yeah, I could, I'll try and dig up a clip and see if I can't share it with you guys somehow.
Okay. Let's see if we could, because that'd be
sure.
Fun.
Yeah.
We'll give you a little bit of FaceTime, and you haven't recorded anything other than for yourself?
Right.
Okay, well, maybe before the end of the program, people can look forward to that.
Yeah, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All righty. So Trevor's doing his second. Well, actually, you can certainly write songs and work for me. And listen, I'm about to give you your national debut. 855. Yay, Trevor. Everybody starts going, Trevor. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Nice talking to you. I have a quick question.
Okay.
I have a problem where I can't stop thinking and I keep missing an ex. And it's been a while, and I kind of feel like I need to get over it, but I don't know how.
All right, fair enough. Let's go through some of the particulars here.
Okay.
How old are you?
28.
20? Did you say 20?
28.
28, okay, I wasn't.
Yeah.
And how old is the significant other?
28. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long are we together?
6 months.
Oh, that's not very long.
Yeah, I know.
How long have you been apart? I know. But there are people who sort of put a tattoo on our heart. I mean, you know, it's not much fun, but it especially when we break up, but it actually happens. So,
yeah.
How long have you been broken up?
2 months.
Have you been in any sort of contact with each other?
Not really, no.
Why did you break up?
It was like a mutual breakup. We both agreed that it was best. Like, we were both in different places in our life.
So what happened to your mutuality part? What happened for you to feel like, okay, I mean, because it sounds like 2 months ago you were okay with the breakup. So what changed?
Well, I wasn't really okay with it. I guess it just, we both realized that maybe it was better just to go our own separate ways.
But it sounds like both of you agreed to that. You're saying you actually didn't?
I mean, I did. I think it's better that we're not together. I guess I just miss him, like talking to him. His
okay, we're gonna have to get specific about this if we're gonna do some problem solving on it. All right. So here's the question: what did you like about him? What made things good?
His friendship. He was a good listener. He was always there. We worked together, so it was kind of we both helped each other at work and stuff like that. And
how many dates did you guys have over the 6 months?
We would go out at least once a week.
Okay, well, that's like 24 dates. Were the two of you sexual with each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I guess I should tell you he was my first boyfriend. Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right.
That matters.
You hadn't dated at all until you were 28?
Well, I kind of had, like, a friends with benefits when I was really young.
Okay.
And then I just stopped dating.
All right. So he was friendly. And so what was his reason to break up with you?
I guess I wanted more of his attention, more of his time, and he didn't have it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, after 6 months, seeing each other once a week is not very...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's not moving in the right direction, right? I mean, you figure it takes 6 to 9 months to know somebody, but usually, I mean, look, you meet somebody and you see them, like, maybe 10 days later, and then you see them, like, maybe a week later, and then you see them, like, maybe another week later, and then you start deciding you're going to see each other a little bit more frequently. And so by the time... How long did you wait before you were sexual with him?
3 months.
How long?
It is not a lot. 3 months.
Well, it's certainly better than on the first date. All right, so... And was one of the days that you saw on the weekend, or was it during the week?
The weekend.
Okay. And why only one day on the weekend? Was it ever any more than that?
Sometimes we would, mostly in the beginning, maybe we would see each other during the week. But then towards the end, he kind of just gave me one day.
Yeah, honey, he was moving in the wrong direction. Right? I mean, he was moving away from intimacy rather than toward intimacy. Would you meet online?
No, we worked together.
Okay. So do you still see him at work?
No, he left.
Good.
So, yeah.
And did he go to another state or just another job?
No, just another job. Mm-hmm.
So when you think about him, what do you think? What's the feeling that you have?
I get like... sad, and I get like maybe I did the wrong thing by letting him go, or.
Well, honey, look. Let's be honest about it. You can't keep somebody in a relationship if they don't want to be there, and it sounds like it wasn't working for you. But
yeah.
Look, let me ask you this: if you could have him back today, under exactly the same circumstances, nothing was going to be worse than it was at your very last date, but nothing was ever going to get any better. Would you want him back?
No.
Okay. That's what you have to remind yourself, that whoever he was or wasn't, this wasn't a relationship at this time that had any future to it, because it was progressing, it was retrograde, it was moving backward, that you're going from seeing each other a couple times a week to seeing each other once a week. That's the wrong pace. You want to be going the other direction. You want to have the sense that, of all the people I know, this is the person I want to spend most of my time with. What do you do? You mentioned that you met him at work. What kind of work do you do?
It was just, like, clerical work.
Okay.
It wasn't, yeah.
Do you live at home? You live with your folks?
Yeah, I still live at home.
All right. Lisa,
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what I think about this, and then we're going to do a little bit more digging here. I think this guy was probably the most interesting thing going on in your life. Your work sounds to me something that you do, not something that you love. You haven't really left home yet. And part of that may be financial, but part of it is going to be emotional. So your life is, it sounds, is somewhat predictable and some basically the same life it probably has been for the most of the last decade. The issue isn't this guy. The issue is, if you got nothing going on, then a little bit of something looks pretty darn interesting. So I think what you need to do, and you and I can talk about this some more, because he's the most interesting thing they had going, and he certainly wasn't perfect. He was moving in the wrong direction. It was a short-term relationship, but it was more interesting than your job and more interesting than living with your parents. So here's what we need to do. We need to focus on getting you a job that you like better, which is kind of what we were going to talk about today anyway. So you get to be my lead-off discussion about this, about what your perfect job is. What's the highest level of education that you've achieved?
I actually got a teaching credential.
Great. So why aren't you teaching?
It didn't fit with me.
Okay, fair enough. I'll tell you what. So let me outline what I think we're going to be talking about, all right?
Okay.
I think we need to get to a job that you like or that you love. I mean, you're 28. You want to be launched into something that makes some sense to you. We need to figure out economically how to get you living on your own so you at least feel like you've launched into your adult life. And as long as you're living at home, you're not going to feel that way. Number three, we need to make sure that you have some activities because you may not get the perfect job that you want immediately. So we can fill in some of those gaps by volunteer activities, by taking some courses someplace, especially if you'd like to do something that you're really not credentialed for at this moment, and friends. Because if your life is more interesting, and I'm not saying you shouldn't date, because you probably, dating is a perfectly reasonable thing to do, but what you need to do is be happier and more stable, because otherwise what you're going to do is you're going to glom on to some guy, and you're going to make him the centerpiece of your world, whether he's appropriate or not. You hear me all the time talk about, you know, the country song of I want him, I need him, I love him, and I'm saying, no. Two out of three is okay. The third one is disastrous, which is I want somebody. Sex is perfectly great. I love somebody. Doesn't get much better than that. I need them. Wrong. Because wrong is a great short-term basis for a relationship. It will not hold up in the long run. It just won't. So what we need to do is enrich your life so you're a happier camper, so that you feel that you're choosing someone to add into this great life as opposed to somebody make me happy because my life seems kind of dull. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so it's not him. It's what it's, and you already sort of alluded to this. You said it's really not him per se. You miss the, look, in everybody, when they've been in a relationship, no matter if you're in a relationship with Genghis Khan, when it's over, because you've been in for, you get used to it, and you get used to having the companionship, and even if the person was awful, which it doesn't sound like he was awful,
no.
But you get used to it, and you miss it when it's gone. But the thing to do is figure out what about it is valuable to you. Why it looms so large, because that's another question of why in this relatively short-term relationship with a guy that was clearly moving in the wrong direction, why this is looming so large. And I think the answer is not necessarily because of him, but because of a combination of the fact that your life doesn't feel very interesting to you right now. So you and I are going to work on making it more interesting. And then, I have no disagreement with it. It may be that you're going to remember him the rest of your life, but you're not going to long for him because there's not enough there to long for. What you're just looking for is saying, you know, somebody deliver me from my life. And that's not a very wise philosophy. So what I want you to do, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. I want you to think about what your perfect job would be. All right? Don't be reasonable. Just your perfect job, and we'll talk about it. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Lisa, my darling. So tell me what your perfect job would be. The one that you just think you could... Go ahead.
I made a little list.
Pardon me?
I made a little list.
Oh, good. Good for you. Perfect.
Well, I guess somewhere I can use what I've learned at school and other jobs to help others.
Okay, well, what would that be?
I don't know, being able to show them something new.
Okay, but honey, look, I hear what you're saying, and I think you're absolutely right, and that's wonderful, but you need to think of a specific job. Because otherwise, if I said, all right, well, I want you to go out and find that job today, you don't know where to start.
Yeah.
All right, so we don't want to do that. We don't want to leave you in idling, gunning the engine, because that's going to make you feel really anxious and frustrated. So you, what about teaching? You don't feel like you want to teach?
No.
Go ahead. Why not?
Well, I just realized that I wasn't a good teacher. So.
Okay. Why do you think you weren't a good teacher?
I I wasn't able to really teach. How do I explain it? I felt like I wasn't doing my job well as other people were.
Right. So is it because
I felt bad for the kids?
Uh-huh. All right. I hear. But what would have made you a better teacher? Were you not prepared? Were you not interested? Did you not know the subject matter?
I think all of the above. I think I was out of my depth in a lot of things. And I guess I went into it naively. And when I was doing it, it wasn't what I expected.
All right, if we could make you more proficient as a teacher, would teaching interest you or not?
Yes.
All right, so how would we make you more proficient?
I guess, another thing, too, is patience. I don't think I had the patience to deal with.
Well, you might be more patient if you felt more comfortable. But, all right, here's what I was thinking. What grades were you teaching?
Middle school.
Okay. Challenging group, certainly.
Yeah.
What if you, and what was your subject? Did you have a specific subject or not?
Yeah, history.
Okay. Well, it's probably a little late to start a summer school thing. What if you... How would you feel about two... Go ahead.
Uh-huh. I also did, because I thought, well, maybe what I need is an earlier age group. So
younger kids, okay.
Yeah, so I went to an after-school program, and I realized that I definitely don't have the patience for younger kids.
Okay. All right, yeah. So we know middle school, but you just need to be a little better prepared than you were. All right, here's the several possibilities. One is you could take, I don't know if they're teaching courses. There probably are. Do you feel like you didn't know the subject matter well enough?
Yeah, to teach it well, because I'm a U.S. history, and I had to, because this is all based off my student teaching, and I had to teach world history, and I knew nothing about it. And then I taught honors kids.
Okay, so you had bright kids in a subject you didn't know very well.
Yeah.
That's going to make you pretty unhappy. All right. So would you like to go back to teaching if you could? Because one of the possibilities is bone up on world history. Go take a course in teaching world history. And I'm sure there is one someplace. If I were you, what I would do is the job you have now will pay you enough to subsist. Yes?
Yes.
Will it pay you enough to get your own apartment and with a roommate?
No. No, I've thought about it, and I've planned for it, but it won't.
What about what about doing some health care for somebody, being like a home care, not a home care worker, because it sounds like that's not something you're particularly prepared to do, but being like a companion to somebody that in exchange for maybe room and board that you would fix meals or something or talk with them about history or whatever. I mean, I think that's something to think about. Check Craigslist and see if, for example, being in exchange for room and board, if being a companion for an elderly person. Think about maybe going to a nursing home and giving a seminar on world history. If I were you, since it sounds to me that you genuinely want to be a teacher, you just want to be a good teacher. So I would, and if history is your area, what I would do is I would go take a course in, and you could probably do it on the internet, but I would take a course on world history, Russian history, American history, and just so you feel comfortable. And because if you're doing, for example, world history, or you're doing United States history, it might be really helpful to be able to throw in, this is what was going on in Russia, or this was what was going on in the UK. So know more about history. And what I would do is I would see if there's a nursing home or a hospital nearby where you could give like a seminar once a week on world history. And you only have to be like one page ahead of the class, especially if you're doing it for free and you're doing it at a place that, you could do it at the local library, you could do it, but bone up on history. It just sounds to me that you were put into a situation with really smart kids, and middle school kids can be pretty aggressive intellectually,
yeah,
that you just didn't know your subject very well. So learn, it sounds like you like history, you like teaching, you like kids, you just want to be a better teacher. So learn how to learn your subject matter better. It doesn't sound to me you're a bad teacher, you just didn't know your subject matter very well. So bone up. And in the meantime, go get some practice of doing it at places that will be glad to have you and are not going to be terribly judgmental because you're doing it for free. And with the idea being in the next, you already have your credentials, and in the next year or so, or maybe 2 years, that you think about resuming teaching. In the meantime, see if there's, you know, I think you getting out of the house would be hugely beneficial to you, just because you're going to feel like you've launched your own life. But if economics preclude that right now, then bone up, decide that this is the year of preparation. You're going to learn more history. You're going to practice teaching, so you're becoming more confident in front of groups. I think I would put a lot of time and energy into doing that right now. Because right now what you're feeling is, I'm living at home. I have a job that doesn't really interest me very much. I have, you know, no social life at this moment. And that's so son of a guy, even occasionally giving you a phone call is going to loom very large. What we need to do is work on your life, not your social life. Your social life will come. But what you want to do is feel like, I really do something well. And it sounds like you're a born teacher. I mean, how many teachers do you hear saying, I really felt like I wasn't good enough for the kids? I mean, you're a born teacher. You just need to know your subject matter better, and you need some practice in front of a group.
Okay.
All righty?
Yes.
And look, just think about for this phone call, for this whole segment, you called me 15 minutes ago and said, oh, this guy. Think about what you've been thinking about for the last 10 minutes, which is, the guy never even occurred to you. You're thinking about teaching. You're thinking about world history. Your stomach probably hurt because you thought about, geez, I stood up in front of these kids and I didn't know what I was talking about. But for that period of time, it's like he didn't exist. He's not the problem. He's not the solution. But you finding something that you were passionate about, and it sounds, as I said, that you're going to be a gifted teacher. You just need to know a little bit more about your subject matter. That's an easy, doable thing. You'll have fun doing it. All right?
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.